My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We have a celebrity coming to Cleveland very shortly. But first, Mitch, please.
All right, guys, this is one of the fastest turnarounds I've had in getting a clip onto the show because
just play the clip.
About 10 minutes ago, a conversation between Jim Harbaugh and Jonathan Jones over at Chargers Cam. This is from NFL on CBS's X page. And, you know, Harbaugh's is sporting a new look at Chargers Camp, one modeled after one of the hottest names in Hollywood right now. Let's take a listen.
I want to get this right. You took a picture of a movie, and then you went into the lens store and you said, hey, I need these.
Jonathan, you are like the second person who has noticed this other than my daughter, Katie. Yeah, I was watching that movie, The Hitman.
Okay.
With Glenn Powell.
Just called Hitman.
He's having a moment right now.
And I loved him in the Top Gun Maverick. He had a great role there, too. But anyway, he had these glasses on. These aren't the exact ones.
Okay. They're close.
Took a picture of the TV and then went down to the local eye shop. And my prescription was up anyway, so it was time for a new prescription. But what do you got that's close to these? And these are the ones. And they've been treating me right.
Okay, this is not a shot whatsoever. This is not a political commentary. Does he not sound like Joe Biden with his voice?
A little more focused. But
he's kind of gravelly. I said we're not taking shots here, guys.
That wasn't a political shot at all.
It sounds like Joe Biden.
I just love his stream of consciousness at all times.
Yes. Yeah.
I wanted to mention about a Glenn Powell movie, but Lima wouldn't let me do it, so forget it.
What do you mean?
Oh, I wanted to talk about Twisters. The week before I went on vacation,
he wouldn't let me do it. He's the new thing,
he's the guy,
right?
In Twisters, yeah. He's like a movie star now.
Yeah.
It bothered me. Glenn Powell. He was in this movie called Everybody Wants Some. And I was like, oh, the same guy who made Dazed and Confused made this. And it's like he took every leftover idea and just threw it in there. Movie goes nowhere. Terrible movie. And it gave me a bad taste in my mouth about Glenn Powell.
How long is it going to take Jim Harbaugh to get to the playoffs?
A season. I'm picking them to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah. I think they're going to run their way into the playoffs.
I mean, we look so often at the quarterbacks, something we got to talk about. So often we're like, look at the gauntlet of quarterbacks in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the coaches?
They're my dark horse to make the playoffs.
I mean,
yeah.
Sean Payton.
Yeah. They're my dark horse to make the playoffs.
Sean Payton was considered one of the most influential coaches of the last 30 years. He's just kind of meandering there with the Denver Broncos. Yeah. Andy Reid, both Harbaughs now. I mean, the Mike Tomlin. This is incredible. And
you pretty know, good era for football. That's why they keep making a bunch of money.
Mike Vrabel was coaching. Unbelievably, he's not anymore for that team.
And he will be next
year. Let's hope he goes to the NFC.
Or he might be going to the Big Ten, for all we know. More on that at another time. Paul in Hudson's been on hold for a while. I want to get to this. Maybe this will change my mind on a couple of things. Paul, congratulations on all your success. You're in Hudson. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I actually just moved here from New Jersey, and I was listening to you guys on the radio, and I am a giant New Jersey Devils fan.
Okay.
And Blitzer owns that team. And what he's done with the team is he put the right guys in charge, and he's invested heavily into it, and he really wants to win. Right? Like, I mean, just looking in the offseason for the Devils, we got our biggest hole was goaltenders. He went and got two of them in the offseason to get a good tandem. We have like one of the best players in the game, Jack Hughes, with a top 20, like a top 20 contract. He's a top five player in the game. And then if you look at the guy's MLS team, because he owns Real Salt Lake, which is, I believe, third in the West right now.
Okay.
He went and spent money on Christian Arango and Diego Luna. And those, both of those guys are carrying that team. I mean, Luna should be playing with the Olympic squad.
Paul, this
right
is
now.
This is really good. Hold on now. How long has he owned the Devils?
He's owned the Devils since I believe 2015, and they were in a sorry shape at that moment.
Well, they were still 38-39 last year, from what I'm seeing. Now, obviously, I don't know much about the Devils,
but they needed goaltenders. It was goaltending.
That's a very
the
important.
Two goaltenders that they had dropped off a cliff from the previous year. Because if you look at the year before, they were a 106-point team.
Okay.
So the problem was, and they went out and got Jacob Markstrom, who's top five goaltender in the league out of Calgary. They made the big trade, and they didn't even give up much. Everyone's very excited.
I'm just saying this about David Blitzer. Like, I don't know the guy from anything. I do know that he owned the Devils. Well, he's saying that he's putting the right people in charge. He's letting them run the organization. My whole point of it, Paul, and Paul, thank you very much for the call and for listening. We appreciate it. The reason why I brought all of that up when it comes to Paul Dolan is that Paul Dolan, for all the problems that people have with the, cost sensitivity?
Yeah.
For the cost sensitivity, has put the right people in place. I don't know what he makes from the baseball team. Yes, I was critical of his brother running for Congress. Yes, I was. There's been a lot of criticisms that I've thrown towards Paul Dolan. But in the end, he has found a way to hold on to very talented people in the front office and a good manager. They've picked another good manager, it seems. They have had a good farm system. They've been a competitive baseball team. And I would like that to continue when eventually he gives up the reins on that. But I do not have any visions of grandeur that I think David Blitzer will invest what he can invest in the organization. I think he might make a splash move at the very beginning when he takes over principal ownership to get people on his side. I think that's probably a good political thing. But I'm not thinking that he's going to spend into the red on this team. I haven't, and I'm never going to trick myself into thinking that until it's proven. One guy was willing to spend himself, quote-unquote, into the red on their team, and that was Dan Gilbert. That was it.
I've just always figured that when they officially become the owners, if that does happen, they'll make a splash like every new owner in sports always does.
Yes.
They always make a splash, and then they'll run the team like a business, but like everybody else.
But I do respect what the Guardians are, and if David Blitzer were to run it mostly the same way, I wish he would invest a little bit more. Maybe they can afford a little bit more. I don't know. But if they could, then I would respect him as much as I respect Paul Dolan, and I do respect the owner. All right, you want to tell everybody who's coming to town?
This is huge news. We have been the town that has become the most skipped over town for artists and celebs that are coming into Cleveland. Just skipped them and they go to other places like Indianapolis.
From David, the new owner of the Guardians or the new minority owner?
Blitzer.
David Blitzer to David Gilbert. Tell everybody who it is. Almost said David Geffen.
It is.
I swear to God.
Haley Welsh.
Do we just tell people to Google that and just leave it go? I really don't know if you want to make the noise or make the sound or say the phrase.
Well, that's what they call her, though. You can
say the phrase.
Yeah, why can't I say the phrase?
I don't know if I want you to say the phrase.
Phrase that pays.
I mean, I don't have to. I think if you just Google her, you'll know what we're talking
about.
And
that's what I was telling people to do.
Knowledgeable meme in the last month.
Yes.
Yeah, you've said way worse than
probably.
That. You're like the guy that swears on the radio more than anybody. And
not true.
And I can't say Haktua.
That's not true. I don't cuss it much at all.
You said Bolsheviks earlier, and I don't like
that. Oh, you did say that.
Oh, I like that. That don't remind you of Johnny Dangerously or something?
It reminds me of a meeting after the show.
I mean, we had Taylor Swift skip Cleveland. We had other big named groups skip Cleveland.
Listen,
and she's coming.
If I can't keep the Bolshevik dynasty alive, who else is going to? I know my European history.
That's how she spells her
Where's
name,
she going to be at, by the way?
No, it isn't.
Yes. Yeah. I think this name's spelled right. Where's she going to be at, by the way?
She's going to be at the farm.
On Saturday?
Yes. You got WrestleMania in town. Not WrestleMania. SummerSlam.
I love this country.
It's the WrestleMania of the summer.
That is not sarcastic. That's not cynical. I love this
country.
Good
for her.
I love this country. That girl was out having a good time with her friends, said something into a microphone. They got to be paying her five figures to party.
Look at how Kim Kardashian.
I love this country. I love that that's a possibility.
Kim Kardashian's a billionaire now and like widely respected as one of the elite marketers and businesswomen of our time.
You can't do that anywhere else. The freedom that we enjoy. I'm dead serious. I love it. Good for her. Good for her. Get every single moment. Get every single second of the 15 minutes. Good for you. All right, podcast coming up after the show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.